This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Allison Black Cornelius has been helping others her entire adult life. She spearheaded the passage of Megan's Law, the country's first sex offender registry. She later founded a consulting company that helps nonprofits. Now she heads the Greater Birmingham Humane Society. During this Women's History Month, Cornelius tells WBHM's Esther Chemakili how her desire to help others began after Cornelius was sexually assaulted at age 7.
The best way to describe it is this way. There was a gentleman in this town who was a very successful man. He had few children, and he died suddenly. And his widow came to me and said, we've got a problem. Our daughter, since his death, has just gone downhill. She was destined to be a Division I athlete, and all of a sudden, in a few months, she drops out of high school. She becomes a drug addict. And her mom comes to me and says, I just want you to sit down and talk to her. She met me at a fast food place, and she walked in, and I couldn't believe what I saw. She was addicted. She was sore covered. She was selling herself, and she sat down, and she said, I don't know why you're here. You know, I don't know what you think you can do. I don't know what my purpose is. I'm never going to probably know, but I don't have a purpose. And I said, well, actually, you do. Whoever hurt you, you're living that person's purpose. You've got your purpose, but you're so busy fulfilling what he or she wants you to fulfill that's not good for you, but it's really good for them. So good for you. Your own purpose. It's just not yours. And she just starts bawling. And she shares with me that her dad's brother had sexually abused her entire life and that her dad had died never knowing it. But after that, she cleaned herself up. She's incredible right now. You would know her in this community. She's an amazing woman. I think for me, that was the deal. After the sexual assault, I had made a deal with God that, look, if you get me through this, I literally remember what I said while I was being raped. You get me through this and don't let me die, I promise you I will spend the rest of my life doing whatever I got to do.
So you spearheaded the passage of Megan's Law, and you started a consulting firm that helps nonprofits be successful. And now you are the executive director of the Greater Birmingham Humane Society. Talk about your time as head of the GBHS.
Since I've been there, we've taken over animal control. We've gone from 33 employees to about 80. The budget's gone from $1.6 million to $4.6
million. Wow.
One location to three locations. We're about to have a $30 million development, I believe, right across the street from you. The most important thing to me, though, is that the live release rate has now almost 80%, which for a shelter, our intake numbers are the same as Phoenix and Denver and Chicago, which is crazy.
So live release means you're a no-kill shelter.
Well, I don't like the word no-kill. I call no-kills qualified intake shelters because usually the way they're no-kill, so to speak, is they don't take the animals you can't adopt out. I don't think the public realizes that. But what we do is work on that unnecessary youth rate. The necessary euthanasia rate is always going to be a problem because you can't adopt those animals out. But the unnecessary rate, which is animals that are perfectly healthy and perfectly adoptable, but you don't have the space or they've been on the floor too long, that's the number we're pinpointing right now. And goodness knows we're trying to stop that intake number.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
This is the funniest thing. I have a severe allergy to cats, and I can go in the cat room and do litter boxes for about 5 minutes, and it's really funny to the staff to see me and my reaction, some of the staff, because I start to swell and I get hives and my eyes start watering. But if I could have a cat, that would be like my dream thing, because I think when I look at cats, they make me feel peaceful. Dogs make me feel energetic and happy, and I wish I could have both.
You know, Garrison Keillor has a famous quote about cats. Cats are nature's way of showing that not everything in life has a purpose. And when you say they make you feel meditative.
I got you. They're like the Buddhist or monks of our world. And maybe the dogs are the Tony Robbinses.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's maybe a good metaphor.
That is a great way to put it. So can you talk about a time in your professional career where you maybe faced adversity because you are a female?
Okay, I'm going to get so much mail on this. In my career, men have been incredibly supportive of me. There are CEOs right now in this city that have encouraged me, written me notes, made contributions. Certainly pay disparity is an adversity, but that's an adversity for every woman. But for me personally, and I say this on stage all the time, I have faced more adversity professionally from women than I have from men. I don't know what that's about. I've met lots of other women who've said that. I've had bosses that have tried very hard not to let me get promoted, female bosses. I've had female business people that didn't care for my direct point of view, but and then go the extra mile to make sure that I that try to keep me from making it, especially in the not-for-profit consulting sector. Now I'm totally aware that it goes on. And when it does go on and I know it's gone on, I will speak to it directly. But as Allison Black Cornelius, I've been just completely supported by men.
Allison Black Cornelius is CEO of the Greater Birmingham Humane Society. She spoke with WBHM's Esther Chemakili.